Autumn is in the air, the pumpkins are in the patch, and our friends at Manscaped are here to make sure you don't carve your pants, pumpkins, when you're grooming, if you know what I'm talking about. Make sure you're keeping things fresh this fall with the leaders in male grooming and their brand new fourth generation performance package. Boys, get ready for cuffing season like no other. Ready to take the leap into fall with Manscaped? Join the 2 million men worldwide using Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping using the promo code HAYES. That's H-A-Y-E-S. Get to manscaped.com. Use the promo code HAYES. You'll save 20% off plus free shipping. I would say so far in the NFL, it's been the season of the kicker where – you've had a lot of close games come down to the wire here that have been determined by a kick. And a lot of them are going in. You know, a couple of them, as we know, are missing. But here's a guy very familiar with that position. Longtime NFL kicker, two-time Super Bowl champ, host of the Blue Rush podcast. Here is Lawrence Tynes. What's happening, Lawrence?
What's going on, guys? I appreciate you having me.
Thank you for doing this. Do you take pride in your brothers out there putting on clinics early in the season?
Yeah, they're all getting well compensated for it, too, since I left. It feels like the pay scale has just shot through the roof. I mean, Tucker's making $5 million, Suckup's making $5 million, Devon's making $4 million. But, you know, I think people are really just starting to see this is kind of the golden years of field goal kicking in the NFL. I mean, I think I have 12 field goals over 50 yards in my career, and some guys are doing that in a season. So, I mean, they're just so good anymore. I mean, Tucker from 66, and I can't wait to see him, you know, this weekend. He's playing at Denver. So he could break that record again feasibly if he gets an opportunity. So Matt Prater, you know, is still hitting them. But my longest field goal actually came in the CFL my entire professional career. This is a funny story. I don't know if anyone will remember this. We were playing in 2003 at Calgary, and I hit like a 60-yarder. Well, there was a penalty, and Joe Paopao takes the damn kick off the board. And, of course, two plays later, we throw an interception.
No way.
Yes.
No.
Can you believe that? You know what, though? Anytime anyone asks me what's your longest field goal, I say 60.
It should. That should count.
Yeah.
For
mean,
you, it should
you
count.
You can't fact check that. So that's my longest.
Do you think kids are like, well, how come kids, you know, no disrespect to the position, but generally people, when the dad grabs the football and says, son, let's go throw the ball around, they want them to be the quarterback. How come dads aren't grabbing the kids saying, look, five sheets a year to be the kicker? Start kicking this through the post.
I'm telling you.
And see what happens.
It's a great question. You know, I have twin boys that are 14 years old and they're freshmen in high school. And one of them can hit 40-yard field goals. We've been kicking since we were like 9. The other one punts. They can both kick. Neither one of them is kicking in high school. They just think they're going to play linebacker, DB, quarterback. And I said, okay. You know, one of them's out for the year already with an elbow. He had elbow surgery, so he's done. He got screws put in his elbow, so he's done playing DB. And I said, well, it's only going to take one good hit for you guys to realize that you got a pretty good coach at home. I could probably at least get you to college.
Mm-hmm. A lot of downtime, though. A lot of bad times where it's like you're just blamed for everything and everyone hates you, man.
Yeah, it's part of the deal. You know, it's the first question you get asked right before a big game, certainly Super Bowl week. I've been fortunate playing two of those. First question you get on media day is the Scott Norwood question, you know. And people forget how good of a kicker Scott Norwood was. I mean, he was a really good Pro Bowl kicker, but all anyone ever remembers is obviously that miss in the Super
Ray
Bowl.
Finkel. Yeah, it's Finkel and Einhorn, basically.
Ray Finkel laces out, Dan.
Yeah, laces out. Come on, man.
Laces out.
I was going to ask you about how you fit in with the team, kickers, because, you know, you always hear that pitchers in baseball, they kind of do their own thing. Goalies in hockey kind of do their own thing. What do the kickers do? Who do you hang out with on the road? Like, are you literally on an island, or are there guys that you certainly, you know, you're friends with the quarterback, or you're friends with the defensive line?
Yeah. So for me, I hung out with a lot of DBs, which is a completely, you know, oil and water mix, right? Kicker and DBs. But I played safety in high school, I like to be involved at practice. So, with Peter Gentle and our secondary coaches, safeties over here, corners over here, I would always help out with the drills, like throwing the ball, being active. But I think anymore, this is not the Garo Yepremian, I-Kick football kind of kickers anymore that are 5'8". I mean, a lot of these guys were great athletes in high school that are athletic, and they can, do a lot of things athletically that NFL players can do. So I really tried to, involve myself with everything, the same lifting, the same running. Everything our team did, I did, because I know when I miss a kick, and it's going to happen, I don't want them to say, well, that's that guy who just sits over there and doesn't do anything. So when I missed, and I did before, like, guys are looking at me like one of them. So I think once, just do everything your teammates are doing and earn the respect of your teammates, and naturally you do that by working with them and obviously by making kicks. So I think that's gone. You hang out with anybody and everyone anymore. The kickers and punters do, but these guys are so good anymore, and they're well respected. Obviously, we saw 3, 4, 5 games this weekend come down to a kick.
Well, you seem like you were an athletic guy and actually could play multi-sports, all that type of stuff. Was there, we'll call a stereotypical or a traditional kicker back in the day that literally just drank and smoked and was kind of, that's the guy, like, just leave him alone, he'll just kick it through the uprights when we need him?
There might have been. I'm not that old. I've been done about 8 years now, so 2014. I thought the coolest thing in the CFL was, like, guys having a beer after practice. I mean, our fridge in Ottawa had beer in it. It was pretty cool. I was like, man, this is kind of like just, old school football. I don't specifically remember, everyone remembers the picture with the old Chiefs quarterback smoking a heater at halftime of the Super Bowl, Len Dawson. It's one of the most iconic sports pictures there is. I wasn't around. I think Jeff Fiegels told me, and I did play with him, that one of his kickers that he played with, and I can't think of his name, did smoke cigarettes at halftime. So that was in the 80s.
That'll work for what we're looking for here, for sure. We're chatting with longtime NFL kicker Lawrence Tynes, two-time Super Bowl champ. Check out his podcast, the Blue Rush Podcast. I'm sure you've been asked this before, but I've always been curious. What made you more nervous, kicking the game-winning kick with the game tied or the game-tying kick down 3?
Probably the one down 3. These extra points anymore at 33 yards.
Right.
My extra points at 20. I mean, these are real kicks that guys have to make. So definitely the one to tie the game. I mean, because, for me, I felt like, you try and treat them all the same, but anyone that says that, they're lying. The one that's tied, right? There's, if you miss, you're still in the game. So there's a little bit of that plays, a little bit of mental tug of war with you whenever you are down 3. That you have to make it. So definitely the one being down 3.
Yeah, there's been so many great kicks. I mean, last night, Mason Crosby, and to your point, Noodles, and what you were talking about, Rodgers was saying they're best friends, basically, after the game. He's like, we sit on the bus together, to and from.
Yeah.
We're always hanging out. And they've been teammates for like 14 or 15 years. But it's just been incredible. And Tucker, 66 yards.
Yeah.
Like, how much of that was the dome? How much of that was, it's the Lions, so of course it's going to happen against that?
That's a factor.
Like, what?
What was crazy is his previous time he played there, he hit a 61-yarder to beat him.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know if it was 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago, Justin Tucker hit a 61-yarder. Last time he was in that building, he hit a 61-yarder to beat the Lions. And then yesterday, he hits a 66. Part of it's the dome, but listen, Justin Tucker's the best kicker to ever do it, period. He could stop today, and he would be, in my opinion, a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's that good. I mean, he's a career 91% field goal kicker. And my best year was 85. I mean, he's done that for 10 years. 91%, 50-yarders galore. And he's just got so much horsepower. I mean, if you watched him yesterday, he kind of took an extra crow hop, which he needed to get a little bit more oomph into it from 66. But I'm telling you, hold on to your hats this weekend because it's going to be warm in Denver next week. And
right.
He'll be hitting. Listen, my longest ever kick was 72. I could hit from 65, 67, 68-ish in Denver all day long. And Justin Tucker, I mean, he's got enough leg to hit 70-plus. So if the kick presents itself, I mean, John Harbaugh is an old special teams coach. He will send Tucker out there. So I'm actually looking forward to most of that this weekend.
Well, regrettably, we'll get you out of here with a question about your Giants, who are 0-3, and they lost to the Falcons at home.
Brutal.
Like, what is up with this team?
You know, guys, I wish I had an answer. You know, it's my second year with the podcast. Obviously, I follow the team religiously. It's a combination of, you know, for me, the one thing I see this year is offensively, they are so behind the times. I think Daniel Jones has answered questions about if he's the guy. Saquon is not healthy. You know, they're injured. They got banged up yesterday at the wideout position. But offensively, Jason Garrett's scheme is just so archaic. It just, there's no motion. There's nobody moving around. It's pretty, they just line up and play football. And in today's NFL, I mean, you watch the Kyle Shanahan's of the world last night in San Francisco. You watch the Packers. You gotta evolve with the years and the schemes in the NFL. And Jason Garrett, to me, is the one person holding the Giants back. I think they played fine defensively, 14 points. They gave up, you know, 17 total, but 17 points should be a winning performance. And they're not very good in the red zone. They don't really have a tight end. So could be another long year. I mean, the schedule's brutal. Saints, Cowboys, Rams coming up. I mean, they could be 0-5 in a hurry, 0-6.
Yeah, that's not going to work out for anybody, I don't think.
Nope.
Check out the podcast, the Blue Rush podcast. He is a two-time Super Bowl champ, longtime NFL kicker, Lawrence Tynes. It's been awesome having you on, Lawrence. Really appreciate the insight, man. We'll
you
do
bet.
This again down the road. Thank
you. Let me know anytime. I'd love to come back on.
You got it. There he is, Lawrence Tynes. That's an open invitation for the grappler, who's a diehard Giants fan, to bug him about coming on in the future. He was awesome. That's a great guest,
yeah,
man. Great to have him on. And
grappler, good job.
Grappling.
Yes.
Grappling early into the week, setting the tone and setting the bar high for a big week. We love it.
Love it.
Yeah,
I haven't said it all year, but good job.
You lose at home to Atlanta, you suck. Like, there's no other way to describe it. The Giants suck. And you heard the schedule they're facing here. They're brutal, and yet they're better than the Jets. Like, New York is 0-6 in the NFL through 3 weeks.
I don't see
when they get their first win.
How do you think our buddy Don LaGreco's handling it?
Oh, be going nuts.
Dude, I told you, Hayes, like, NFL is not my specialty. We're fans. We watch. We pay attention. We know about athletics in general, but our boy Danny Dimes ain't going to get you anywhere. And furthermore, I don't think Joe Judge is either. Like, we saw his antics when he wheeled into town with his stupid, childish, I don't know what the hell they were trying.
No name tags. You know, like, it's
stupid.
Like, come on, dude. Yeah.
It's just like, and those are the two things that get people and teams places. And those two guys, they're not getting that team anywhere. So, Grappler, your team sucks. They're going nowhere. But good luck with it.
Good luck. Yeah, good luck. I mean, that might be the play for Survivor. We got a couple of teams left. Maybe you just fade the New York teams.